G'day everyone, welcome to the third episode of Your Queensland Seafood. This is Eric Perez, CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, happily talking on a Sunday afternoon to the president of the association, Mr. Keith Harris. How are you, Keith?
Good, thank you, Eric.
Mate, thank you for joining us and the podcast listeners, and hopefully we'll be growing this audience over time. So I want to talk fishing with you. So to start with, can you maybe give it a bit of a rundown to the listeners of the kind of commercial fishing business that you run in broad terms, if you could?
Yes, Eric. Predominantly a mud crab fisherman, but I diversify into net fishery and the line fishery when the season allows. But predominantly mud crab, and I've been doing that for probably, 29 years, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. All three forms of fish?
Yeah. Initially mud crab and net, and then as I diversified and moved closer to the coast, I got more into the line fishing for pelagics like mackerel. I think in this day and age, you have to be pretty diversified, and what's ahead of us, we need to remain so.
Okay, great. So today I wanted to talk all things mud crab, if we could. So without giving away specifically your mud crab fishing spots, safe to say you fish in the central Queensland region?
Yeah, that's correct, Eric. North of Rockhampton.
Excellent. So on a typically good day when you're going out sourcing mud crab, what kind of weather have you got and what kind of environment are you fishing in?
Most time, as far as the weather goes, it's crap. The environment's good because it's a reasonably pristine area where we go, so which is highly dependent on the weather for our access. As people would be aware in the industry, there's always more rough days than there are calm ones. But that's the nature of the business and that's what we love doing.
Excellent. Okay, so part of the benefit of having these podcasts, particularly around what you're catching and then what's being sold to the public, what's your preferred way of eating mud crab?
Well, mate, I don't think it can improve on perfection, and basically once it's been properly euthanized to boil it up, I guess, in a pot of water. I have two ways I do it, a preferred way. One way, I guess, is once it's euthanized in the pot for probably, 18 minutes or so, take it out, chill it down in an ice brine, and you must actually really cook it in the seawater as well. The other way I will do it in seawater is I would sort of bring it to the boil and probably put the pot crab in, and after about 10 minutes I just turn the heat off and leave the lid on and let it could sit there for 4 or 5 hours in the water and cool down. And to me that tends to retain quite a bit of the moisture in the meat. That's the preferred way I like to do it. That's just the basic way that I do. There are other ways to do it as well, but that's what I prefer.
That's interesting because I was speaking to Richard Hamilton yesterday on our second episode, and he also mentioned that he cooks his spanner crab in ocean water, like salt water. So can I ask why that is? Is it just something you learn over time, or does the salt water do something to the flavour, do you think?
I think it retains the flavour. I think if you were to just put it into a tub of fresh water and cook it, you can add salt, but you never ever seem to get it to the right percentage of what the ocean can give you. And I think it retains a more natural flavor. I feel it becomes a little bit bland if you cook it in fresh water or water that hasn't got enough salt in it.
You've talked about euthanizing, and euthanizing you mean putting the crab into a ice slurry and letting it chill down. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, an ice slurry, or I sometimes, if I haven't got that available, I will put them in the freezer compartment of the in our chest freezer for a while and keep an eye on it. And you learn soon, then let to get to know when they're when they have no longer have life in them, and you do that, but you definitely don't leave them there too long to actually freeze the meat.
So give me an estimate. Is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes from your experience?
Oh, it can vary, Eric. You know, by the time I normally put the water on, it comes to the boil, you know, which could be 10 minutes or so. Well, yeah, you go and check the crab and they're pretty well close to being euthanized by then. If not, you may need to leave them a minute longer or so.
Okay, so I guess you're looking for a crab that's just not at all moving. It's completely immobile?
Yeah, I just grab it in my left hand, turn it on its back, and with my right hand, I'll rub the back of my hand over their legs, and if there's any sort of real solid resistance there, you could be pretty sure that there's still going to be a bit of life left in the crab. But if you do it and they just sort of lay there lazily, I think it's pretty safe to assume that you've done the right thing and, you know, with respectfully euthanizing the animal. So,
excellent, excellent. Okay, so recipes. Give me something, a mud crab recipe that you've enjoyed, Keith.
Like I say, it's pretty hard to improve on perfection of just the natural flavour. But I have been known to browse around the kitchen when the missus is cooking up a feed. And one thing that I do really like is a crab omelette for breakfast. Pretty simple to make. I reckon I could even do it. Just a few eggs and beat them up. And if you've got peeled mud crab in the fridge, put that in with a little bit of cheese and maybe even chop a little bit of parsley or something and throw it in. And, mate, it's a lot better than Weet-Bix, I can tell you. So, but I do another one that I like, but there's a bit more in it. It's like a crab spring roll. It's basically, you know, you start from scratch and just go and grab yourself some frozen spring roll wrappers and to whatever size you require, and you put your cooked crab in and a bit of shallot or whatever. You could grate a bit of carrot in like the Asians do with theirs, a bit of garlic clove or whatever crushed up, and a little bit of sweet chili sauce and egg white. Beat it all together and roll it into your spring roll wrapper. And just one tip that I have noticed is that you just mix a little bit of flour and water together and brush it along the edge of the spring roll wrapper when you roll it, and it stops it falling apart. And then basically just a matter of deep frying it, and it doesn't take long because pretty well all the ingredients in there are basically cooked, like especially the mud crab. Leave them there for a little while. They go a bit of a light golden brown color, pull them out, and as soon as they're cool enough, get into them.
Excellent. No, that's really good. Well, I will put up the omelette and the spring roll idea with mud crab. That's a very good, two very simple recipes, along with the just cooking it up and eating it as is. Now, I've just for the sake of the listeners, in terms of preparing your mud crab, if you're going to have it straight out of the shell, can we provide our listeners with a video or two showing them what to do? Have you got something there I can pass on?
As of a like shelling a cooked crab?
Yeah. Yep.
No, mate, I haven't got anything. I try to shy away from those video cameras a bit, leave that to the experts like yourself. So, but no, mate, basically all I would do once I've taken out of the water, if I want it to cool down, or most times I will lay it on its back, like the shell down. So there's less chance of any darkness or anything that's inside their body that could taint or discolor the meat. And then just remove the back, give it a bit of a rinse in the water that you cooked it in, so it's still being washed down in the salt water or the cool brine, whichever you're using, and just basically clean out any part that's inedible, crack the nippers and go for it.
There you go. See, you've given us the process already. Done.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Too easy.
Yeah, very good. So I'll provide a video, if I can find one, that outlines how you do that in the sequence that you just gave us then. So, look, thanks very much, Keith. Appreciate this. We'll get this podcast out to the listeners. And, appreciate your time on a Sunday, and take it easy.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Keith.